Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has vowed to carry out a stern retaliation following a Russian missile strike in the center of Chernihiv. The strike in the northern Ukrainian city has killed 7 people, including a 6-year-old girl, and wounded over 100 others. Mr. Zelensky says the response will be severe.
I am sure our soldiers will respond to Russia for this terrorist attack, respond tangibly.
The governor of the Chernihiv region, Vyacheslav Chaus, says the total number of people wounded has risen to 148, including 15 children. Meanwhile, President Zelensky has quipped that Ukraine would be ready to exchange Russian territory for NATO membership. Responding to a question from a journalist about the recent comment from a high-ranking NATO official that Ukraine will likely have to give up territorial claims on some occupied areas before joining the alliance, Mr. Zelensky says he is ready.
We are ready to exchange Belgorod for our membership in NATO.
Belgorod is a Russian city 40 kilometers north of the Ukrainian border. Mr. Zelensky spoke from Denmark, where he secured a vow of transfer of 19 F-16 fighter jets.
This will be a huge push for other countries who were in doubt about whether or not to provide us with fighter jets.
He spoke alongside Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte at an airbase in Eindhoven after it was confirmed that the Netherlands and Denmark would provide the US-made aircraft to Kyiv.
Mark Rutte said that we are discussing the number of 42 F-16s, but I think we have next talks with our Danish colleagues. As Mark said, it's of mutual consent to give jets to Ukraine. I think it will be fair to talk about the number a little bit later.
Mr. Zelensky also met with the country's foreign minister, defense minister, and Crown Princess Mary while in Denmark. Mr. Zelensky says the supply of F-16 fighter jets will help the Ukrainian military make stronger progress in its counteroffensive against Russian forces. Ukraine has long pleaded for the sophisticated fighter to give it a combat edge.
I know that we always want the Ukrainian counteroffensive to be faster, that jets can greatly speed up this process, that Russia dominates in the air, and that we don't limit ourselves to jets. We are talking about air defense systems because the winter is ahead. We understand, as no one in the world does, what winter without electricity looks like.
It is not clear when the fighter jets will make it to the battlefield arena. But Ukrainian pilots must first undergo training on the planes. The president said he did not want to reveal how many servicemen would undergo such training in order to surprise Russia.
I can't tell you very concrete number of our Ukrainian pilots because I don't want to prepare Russia to this surprise, which we will prepare them in some period of time. But anyway... We have political decision. We understand the number of jets we can use in the future, nearest or not. It depends on the situation and on the experience of our pilots. It's truth. And on preparing special infrastructure also for jets.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.